Hello, this is your girl Shanti, keeping it 100. I'm back. Y'all already know I'm gonna keep it real and authentic. How is everyone doing out there? Today we're gonna get into some things. I missed y'all. I've been just trying to like get a lot of things situated and stuff. You know, like they say, with marriage comes a lot of responsibilities and a lot of tasks and a lot of things you have to do. Especially, you know, like I said, still making sure that you are putting your household first and still accomplishing other goals that you want to do for your, you know, for yourself. Always putting God first, you know, my going through Jesus and making sure I do what I need to do is my main focus. So sometimes I might be gone for a little while, but I always come on back and, you know, give y'all the truth. So I've been just like really just looking at a lot of things that's going on in the world right now, and it's just so much division, it's so much hate. It seems like it's so, like it's not enough love. I mean, I'm seeing so many children be so disobedient, so disrespectful. Back in my day growing up, you know, if an adult is around, you're not gonna curse. If an adult is around, you're not gonna say certain things or talk about certain things. You won't even smoke. When you pass by a church, you know, you turn the music down. Like, I grew up in a time that was so respectful and had so many morals, and it's like, and it was okay to like make mistakes and learn from them. I wasn't perfect myself, you know. Like, the beautiful thing about Jesus is that he would change you and he would transform you and he will want you to be a better person. You know, he brings on the different fruits of the spirit, you know, fruits of the joy, love, peace, happiness. Like, you know, these are the beautiful things about loving Jesus and believing in him and knowing that he died for your sins, because you're going to have everlasting life and you're going to have peace, something that money cannot buy. You can have all the money in the world, but if you don't have peace and happiness and the light is not in you, then you're saddened. I'm seeing so much suicide and depression. It's just crazy out here. Like, I think a lot of people are so afraid to put their children into public schools right now, because, and not even just public schools, it can be charter as well. I have nothing against this. I don't believe that you should shelter your kids. I mean, but at the same time, it's getting so bad with morality right now. Like, I mean, you know, people are like being, you know, people are gonna bully, but this kind of bullying is like way crazier than what we used to experience growing up back in the day. You know, like, it's a lot more crazier, and it's just like, you don't want your kids getting into situations that they can't get themselves out of, you know. And and with it being a sensitive world now, and you can't really say much, it's like you know, you don't want your child to be experiencing things that may get them put out of school, or they say the wrong thing, because now it's like a politically correct world that we're living in right now. So it's just, it's really, really crazy that you have to be so careful about what you do and how you move. And this is like, I love when we were able to just be so, you know, have that free speech, like just be able to be just so real. And just like, it seemed like nowadays when you tell the truth, people are angry with you for telling the truth. It's like looking at the sky, and if I say the sky is blue and somebody want to argue with me, and literally they can see that it's blue, but they want to say that it's green. It's like, this is the type of time frame that I'm living in right now. Like, I want to be able to say the truth, but if I say the truth, you know, someone's got something, you know, against what I'm saying. And then it's just like, you look into the Bible and it's like, God got a scripture for everything. And one thing I'm not going to be is a babbling fool. I'm not going to argue with no one. I'm not going to allow nobody to change my heart and change my ways. And I have to literally sit here and talk to my son sometimes, because I see a lot of me in him. And he reminds me of myself so much. But I just got to a place where I couldn't be a people pleaser anymore. I couldn't be a person that was constantly trying to save people that did not want to be saved, because I am not Jesus Christ. You know what I'm saying? I you know what I'm saying? I can't be trying to help people in ways that I want them to be helped if they don't want my help. It's been said many, many times, you can lead a horse to the water, but you cannot make them drink it. And I try to tell my son this every day, because he literally wants to make them drink it. I'm like, you can't do that. Like, I want you to know that You can be the voice. You can tell people certain things, but don't be repetitive. Don't repeat yourself. If someone is not making the best choices, and when I tell you that he wants to bring out the best in people, like if someone is bullying someone, or if someone is hurting someone's feelings, or if someone is trying to fight, these are the type of things that my son likes to try to get involved in. And I love that. I think that he should always stand up for these type of situations. But I also tell him that also be mindful of who you're surrounding yourself with. Because if you're having to constantly tell a person that you genuinely like hanging around, to not bully other people, or to, you know, and they're not listening, and you've been telling them this is going on year number two, and you're still saying the same thing. Bad company corrupts good morals, okay? So you are what you eat. If I eat bad all the time, if I'm constantly putting junk into my body, if I don't take care of myself, if I'm not mindful of the people that I'm surrounding myself around, then if you see me and you were a millionaire, and you see me hanging with a whole bunch of people that, you know, are constantly making the wrong choices, and they, you know what I'm saying, and they're known in the streets or known by other people to not be really good fruit, why would you want to take the time to invest with me? Why would you want to give me a chance? At the end of the day, people will say, don't judge, but you are guilty by association no matter what. And another thing that people need to understand is that, like, a lot of times when you're hanging around bad fruit, or you're hanging around people that are not making the best choices, and you're trying to get them to change, what happens when trying to get them to change allows you to actually be brought down with them? So what I've learned in life is that you can pray for people and ask God to change them, but it's nothing that we can do. We can try to be the best role models, but when it's all said and done, a person is going to do what they want to do. People are going to change when they want to change. And it's not our job to constantly try to make a person different or make a person the way we want them to be. That's what I'm learning in life. Because a lot of times when I was younger, I meant well, and I meant, you know, and I had very good intentions. But sometimes I had to learn it the hard way. You're constantly telling people what they should and should not do. And sometimes people don't come to you for guidance to where they want to change. It has come to you just because they want a voice, you know, an ear to listen to. And I started thinking to myself, well, you know what? I'm in the business of changing. I'm in the business of healing. So if I'm just someone that you want to listen to and you don't want to heal, by all means, you know, is my time valuable? Yes, it is. So I'm not going to be repetitive and constantly keep telling you something over and over and over again. And I'm going to say this forever and ever again. This statement is very well known, because it's true. The definition of insanity is saying the same thing over and over and over again and getting the same results. I do not want to constantly keep telling someone something if they don't want to listen. I am not going to be a person that have so much things going on and I try to make the time to hear you out and you don't want to hear me, you don't want to listen. You know, like I'm not saying that you shouldn't be there for people, but sometimes there are some people in the world that are just so full of themselves, and they just are time wasters. Like you got so much stuff going on, and they want to come to you with the same situations, and you have goals to accomplish. You cannot keep wasting your time on things that are not that are not moving you forward or moving them forward. If they choose to stay in the same patterns or choose to make the same decisions, it's not your fault. I see people get feel guilty every day for being successful. I see people be feeling guilty every day for leaving the hood. I see people feel guilty every day for, you know, making choices and doing things that other people may feel like is a sellout, or you think you're better than someone. I see people every day that want to communicate in a different type of way, but they feel like they're being judged because they choose to communicate, in a professional, I'm going to say professional tone. Because I don't want to say, a lot of times you hear people in the community, oh, this person talks, you know, this way or that way. No. How about you talking with some sense? How about you articulating a conversation? You don't have to be like everybody else. Be you. And stop trying to fit in. Be a leader. Because followers never get too much in life. the class clown, sometimes when you see the class clown later down, you thought the class clown was going to be, you would have just known that this class clown would have made it in the NBA or got a scholarship. And I'm not saying not all class clowns, because we got some party class clowns that were comedians and they are the best to do it. Don't get me wrong. They learn from their mistakes. Anybody can learn from their mistakes. But I'm just basically saying, like, you got class clowns and people that disrupt class all the time in schools and make it hard for teachers. And you see these same people years from now and you're like, wow, I would have thought that this person would have made it this way, and that person, this is the same person that used to be roasting me about my shoes. Yes, I use the word roast. Roasting me about wearing, you know, tennis shoes, or roasting me about this. Like me, I didn't care about appearance. I didn't care about wearing certain kicks. This person came to school just to pick on people. But really deep down, those people are hurting. And 9 times out of 10, they have bullies at home. And the most of the time, the bullies can be their parents, their siblings. You know, like, and it's a sad situation, because they bring that type of energy to school and they create low self-esteem into children that don't have high self-esteem. That's why it's good, very important that we tell our kids every day, you know, you are beautiful. I love you. You could be anything that you want to be in this world. You know, you don't ever let no one tell you that you're not able to do certain things. Whatever you believe in, you do it. If it's something that is not considered the norm for you and your generation, so what? Don't let nobody hold you back. And I feel like a lot of positive uplifting is important. I've been blessed to be able to do that with my son. I'm even blessed to do that in my household. I even do it with my husband. I was not always this person, so that's why I don't judge people that are not like me, because I understand that at one point I had to get to where I am at and I couldn't do it on my own. My secret was understanding that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are one, and that I needed a whole full course meal to get me to be what I needed to be now. Okay, that was my secret medicine. That was some beautiful things that God did for me. And he changed me in so many ways. And I just can't sit back and not try to help others in another way. Like I said, I would rather someone listen to me on a podcast and maybe one day it clicks, versus, you know, me constantly talking to someone that I know and they don't want to hear me out. And it's like I'm wasting my time. Maybe, you know, I'm not really sure, because if it hits you one day in 10 years or 20 years, maybe it's not wasting my time, versus someone that is hungry and they really want to change. They really want to be motivated. They really, really are seeking for some kind of guidance, and I can be helping other people in other ways, versus me just like just trying to like be a people pleaser and telling someone what they want to hear so that way they can still be a part of my life. That's why I had to get to a place where I said, you know what? I'm going to lose a lot of people, but I'm going to gain a lot of good fruit as well. I'm willing to lose bad fruit to gain good fruit. No one likes to eat a rotten banana. You know, eventually you'll get sick. So if you eat bad food all the time, your immune system will start attacking itself. You know, you might start getting viruses and things like that, because you're not putting nutrients in the body that nourishes you. So what do you think happens when you are surrounded around negative people all the time that are not making the best choices and are constantly telling you that you think you should do that? I don't think that's a good idea. You think people really buy that? You think people are really, really support your business? You think people are really want to see you in that? You know, you're not really that small or whatever. You think you should really wear that? Like, you don't need someone that's constantly trying to make you doubt yourself. You need people that are constantly telling you, you know what? You should do that. You know what? I like the fact that you've been working out and you've been trying to work on your body. Keep up the good work. You know what? Wow, you really changed. I like the new you. Or not the, man, you done changed. You ain't the same person no more. You whack. Like, who wants to be around people that are so negative and always have something to say? I don't know about you, but that's draining. I don't know about you, but that's not going to be a way to elevate. You got to surround yourself around people that are like-minded. You got to get to a place where you got to say, you know what? I'm not the same person I used to be. The person I used to be 10 years ago, I'm not that person anymore. If you are the same person you were 10 years ago and you still doing the same thing you were doing 10 years ago, then something ain't right, because I know most of you have children now. So look at yourself in the mirror and say, you know what? I got to do better. I have little kids looking at me, wanting to see me do, waiting for my next move. So what is your next move? Are you going to keep being a person that is repeating generational curses? Are you going to keep being a person that is making excuses? Or are you going to be a person that's going to act? Because today is the day that you can start acting now and stop making excuses and start allowing your children to see a better you. Forgive. Forgiveness is key. It's some parents out there that's hurt about things. It's some children out there that's hurt about things. But when it's all said and done, forgive. And understand that we've been there before in our lives. And we've done things that we weren't proud of. I'm not perfect. I've done things that I'm not proud of. I'm grateful that, you know, my mom still loves me despite that. And my father loves me. You know, I'm a loved person regardless. And I love them despite whatever. So it's like, if you can get to a place in your life where you can love each other despite whatever, that's what really counts. You cannot have a hatred for anyone. Hello, this is your girl Shanti. We back from break. So what I wanted to say is that a lot of y'all are speaking things on your life. A lot of y'all are saying things and, you know, you're wondering why you're not getting too far in life. I need y'all to start speaking life. I need y'all to start speaking positive in your life. I need y'all to start believing in Jesus. I need y'all to start understanding that without him, there is no happiness. There is no peace. That's why all the people that have money, allegedly, majority of them that do have money or whatever, and they don't know Christ, they're miserable and they're on drugs and they're doing everything to try to, like, you know, be happy, but nothing's working because Christ is missing. I'm not saying that you can't have money. I'm just saying that you have to make sure that with the money that you know, you still have a great heart and that you don't become prideful and you don't think that you don't need God, because we're going to always need him. He's going to always be somebody that we need to go to. And a lot of times we don't even consult the Holy Spirit and talk to him before we make decisions. If you listen, he will talk to you and he will let you know what choices you need to make with your life. He'll also tell you who you need to surround yourself with. He'll give you signs. He'll give you warnings. There's all, when you'll get discernment about people. Like when I tell you the discernment that I be having sometimes, it's crazy how I can already sense things and know things and already can tell. Like I don't even have to know a person, but God will already show me things and reveal things to me. You know, like it's just something that you're able to have within you when you're close with him and you have that oneness with him. So I encourage you all to, you know, get to know Jesus and understand that when you wake up in the morning and you want a cup of coffee, ask the Holy Spirit to give you strength. And I guarantee you that's going to be the best cup of coffee you're going to ever have in your life. And just know that Jesus is our healer. Okay, he lives inside of us, and that there's so much victory in that name. There's so much strength in that name. There's righteousness in his name. There's freedom in his name. Okay, our life is not our own. Okay, Christ, we have to give it to Christ. We have to give it to Jesus. Okay, we need to be prayed up. We need to understand that sickness and disease and all that stuff, Jesus never meant for any of that to be a part of our lives. That is all demonic. Pray against these things and remember that Jesus died on the cross for our sins. And everything that he died on the cross for many years ago, let's say 2,000 years ago, he died on the cross for our sins. So if he died on the cross for our sins and he shed blood, don't y'all understand that there is power in that blood? Don't y'all understand that? You know, like the thing is that we've been taught to speak negative over our lives and say that we're sick and say that we're this wrong and that wrong. But we can be healed from any sickness or disease. We can tell the disease to leave. The Spirit of Christ is greater than any attack on our bodies, because greater is he who is in me than he who is in the world. Okay? So we just have to live and declare the works of God inside of us. The same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells inside of us. Okay? So we need to understand that no sickness and disease can stay in us. If we ask it to leave, it has to leave in Jesus' name. So start understanding that we have power and take authority over your life. Take authority over prayer. Start telling God what he said in that, in the word. And I promise you, your life is going to be okay. If you feel like you've been living a life of sin and you want to change your life right now, if you feel like that, you know, you're worrying, you have anxiety, you have depression, you know, you want to feel loved, you got all the money in the world, but you're not happiness, I'm gonna tell you right now, the secret ingredient is Jesus Christ. So if you want to change your life over and you want to be a better person and you want to start feeling that joy and the happiness and all the things that can be provided to you, then I need you to repeat after me right now. Okay, so to my listeners, if you would like to receive the gift that God has for you today, I need you to say this after me with your heart and lips out loud. Dear Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me of my sin. Wash me and cleanse me. Set me free. Jesus, thank you that you died for me. I believe that you are risen from the dead and that you're coming back again for me. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. Give me a passion for the lost, a hunger for the things of God, and a holy boldness to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. I am saved. I'm born again. I'm forgiven. And I'm on my way to heaven because I have Jesus in my heart. I just want to let y'all know that as a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ, I tell you today that all of your sins are forgiven. Always remember to run to God and not from God, because he loves you and has a great plan for your life. So if no one ever told you that you're loved, if no one ever told you that you're important, I'm letting you know right now that Jesus loves you. God bless you. And I pray that this touched you in many ways. And I hope that, you know, going forward, you continue to call on him and lean on him and don't lean on men. You cannot trust men. They'll disappoint you every time. Instead of going to your friends and family members, try going to God. Try praying to him. When you wake up every morning, ask the Holy Spirit to give you strength. Pray every single day. Pray without ceasing. Just like how you drive in that car and you see that check engine light come on, you're like, oh my God, I got to get an oil change. I need you to keep that same caution when you get up in the morning and you say, oh my goodness, I got to talk to the Holy Spirit and give me strength because I'm so tired this morning. Look at the Holy Spirit as a good cup of coffee. Folgers in your cup. You're so tired and you need energy. I'm going to need you to call on the Holy Spirit. I'm telling you, there's power. Start reading about the Holy Spirit, because I don't think nobody understands. I'm not going to say nobody. I'm going to say a lot of people don't understand how powerful the Holy Spirit is. I don't think y'all understand that we have power and authority over the devil and the demons, and he don't want y'all to know that. We have authority to cast out demons, okay? So I need y'all to understand that once you understand the power that you have, you're going to feel so much more happier. You're not going to be worried. You're not going to be depressed. You're not going to have anxiety. All of those things are oppression from demonic things. We're going through it right now with spiritual warfare. And y'all got to start being prayed up and understand that. Keep that armor on. Prayer is your armor. The word is your armor. Keep it inside of you and you're going to be okay. I love y'all so much. And I'm so happy that, you know, I was able to share this with you today. And again, this is your girl, Shanti, keeping it 100. I'm going to always keep it real and authentic. Have an amazing day. I love you so much, and God bless you.